Did you wake up early to watch all the World Cup action over the weekend? And are you happy with the results? Well, here with me is Daniel McBriarty to keep you updated on all the action of this World Cup season. Good morning, Daniel. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. I am great. I'm up. I'm ready to learn all about the World Cup. So first of all, let's talk about the Netherlands and Argentina game. What were your thoughts on that football match?
Yeah, well, that was one of the most incredible games of football I've ever seen. It was a fiery contest. I think there were 17 yellow cards, the most of any World Cup game in World Cup history. Argentina looked to be almost certainly through, but in the very last kick of the game, Netherlands scored off a really intricate set piece. It went all the way to extra time and penalties, and Argentina went through, but it was an incredible game, one for the ages.
Ooh, I mean, that's a lot of yellow cards. I mean, what do you think? Do you think the referee had a grip on that game?
I think he tried to, but I just think the occasion got the better of really everyone involved. Both sets of players were just really tense in that moment, and it was, you know, they were playing for their countries, and the testosterone was flying, and I guess that was the outcome. But it was a fantastic spectacle.
I mean, it's a bloody good game if you're getting a lot of yellow cards. There's a lot of passion on the field in that scenario. What about Brazil exiting from the cup and Croatia winning?
Yeah, that was a result no one saw coming. Brazil were probably the heavy favourites to go all the way, but Croatia, I wouldn't even call them the dark horses nowadays. They're just such a difficult team to beat. They made it to the final in 2018, and once again they stifled one of the heavy favourites for the competition, and took them out on penalties. It was just a massive upset, and Croatia, such an incredible team.
That's right, Croatia winning 4-2 on penalties. Absolutely stunning. My partner is Croatian, and you got to believe that she is very happy about that result.
I can imagine. They're very passionate, the Croatians. They get behind their team. It's great.
100%. Any surprises with France beating England?
Look, that was I guess that match could have gone either way. England have a very young and very talented squad, but France, reigning world champions, they're always going to be a tough team to beat. England were probably the better side on the day, but France just had that experience. And, poor Harry Kane, the English captain, he gets a penalty last couple minutes and he blazes it over the bar. They probably won't want to watch that replay ever again, but France were just, they're just too good.
France pulling out in front once again. And lastly, Daniel, thoughts about Morocco beating Portugal this season?
Yeah, Morocco are the real story of this World Cup. They're the first African team to ever make the semi-final. They've just been an incredible shock. It's the equivalent of like the 2006 Socceroos going all the way. They have no right to be in this position, but they've taken out Spain. They've now taken out Portugal. Who's to say they can't take out France in the semi-final? They're the massive underdog. It's going to be a real David v. Goliath matchup, but you just can't back out. You can't write off the Moroccans. They've just shocked the big nations time and time again. It's been incredible.
Well, I am very excited to see how this is going to play out, Daniel. I'm sure you are, and I'm sure all our listeners are too. When do the next rounds start so we can watch the action?
Yep, so we've got, I believe it's Wednesday is when the first semi-final takes place. And then, Wednesday, Thursday will be the next two fixtures. And, it should be cracker for sure. It's coming to an end, though, so kind of sad,
but we're going to get some amazing soccer out of it for sure. Daniel, that's all the time we've got. Thanks so much for dropping by. And
yeah, no worries.
Where can our listeners find you to get more of your World Cup updates?
You can find me on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram under the handle WorldGameFC. I just post a lot of short-form football content relating to the World Game and all of the trending storylines of world football.
Oh, brilliant. Daniel McBridey, thank you so much for dropping by to give us those much-needed World Cup updates.
Thanks, Jack. Bye.
Bye. That was Daniel McBridey from World Game FC on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. He's there to keep you updated on all things World Cup.